Dreamscape presents Death on a Deadline by Joyce St. Anthony, narrated by Aaron Dian. Chapter 1. Clark Gable is coming to Progress and will be appearing at our war bond drive, Ava Dempsey said. I have it on good authority. Whose authority? I asked. I was the only one questioning Ava's insistence that the star was coming to town. There were a half dozen of us gathered in Mayor Ralph Young's office. I was here representing my newspaper, the Progress Herald. Actually, Pop's newspaper. He'd put me in charge when he'd finagled an appointment to be a correspondent thanks to a friend of his in the War Department. At the moment, he was somewhere in the Pacific. The others present in the mayor's office were members of the planning committee for the upcoming war bond drive that would be held during the county fair.
You don't need to know that, Irene, Ava said.
Yes, I do. I won't publish a rumor. Ava patted her perfectly curled black hair. She'd recently traded her artificially colored flaming red hair for artificially colored black.
It's not a rumor. I don't repeat anything that isn't true.
If I'd been taking a sip from the glass in front of me, I'd have sprayed water all over the table. Ava Dempsey was a busybody, and the owner of Ava's beauty shop, where just about everyone in town went. Gossip was her specialty. Martha Feeney, the head of the committee and the wife of Sergeant Jimmy Feeney, spoke up.
Ava, dear, wouldn't it be better to tell us how you know Mr. Gable is coming?
The other members of the committee, Dan Petrie, Roger Eckel, Mayor Young, and my future father-in-law, Chief Walter Turner, nodded, almost in unison. Ava sighed loudly.
Oh, all right. If you must know, my sister Angela told me.
You have a sister? I said. Since when? She gave me a look.
Since she was born 31 years ago.
Why have we never seen her?
Dan Petrie asked.
Or heard of her? I added.
She doesn't live nearby, Ava said. As a matter of fact, she lives in Los Angeles.
Mayor Young perked up.
California? I always wanted to go there. I only made it as far west as Texas. That's where the Rough Riders trained before we headed to Cuba. That was a time, let me tell ya.
Roger Eckel, the manager of the A&P, interrupted before the conversation veered into the eight-term mayor's time serving with Teddy Roosevelt.
Let's stick to the subject at hand. How would your sister know anything about...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?